now that we're officially here. I'd like to invite Chris to join me again, along with the boys and girls, members of our church school. If you'd like to come forward to have a conversation with Chris and myself, we invite you to come down at this time. Just watch the water there. Hi, you look nice today.
My mom painted my shirt.
She did. Well, she did a nice job. How is everybody today? Huh? Come on down. Wow, look at all of you. Be careful when you go by the table here so you don't knock the water over. But you wouldn't do that. My. How'd everybody have a good summer? Yeah. Back in school already, huh? Okay, well, it's wonderful to see so many of you here as we get ourselves going again. And I'm going to let Chris lead off by saying a few things to you. Chris, good to see you again.
good to see you all again. This summer was a wonderful summer, and one of my highlights that I brought water from is probably something many of you have experienced. We went to a family reunion. I grew up 1,000 miles away from here in Illinois, and my mother's mother lived in town with us, and my grandfather. And they had 4 children, of which my mother was one of them. And when I was growing up, I used to visit with my cousins all the time. How many of you have cousins? All right, you know your cousins, and isn't it fun to visit with them? So we grew up, and then we grew up, and we all moved away, and then we started to have families, and my grandmother got older, and she was born in 1890, and she died in 1980. And again, all the family got together, and I got together with all my cousins, and we said, oh, this is so sad, we're so sad, but we also thought we would lose touch with each other. So we decided we would start to have family reunions with all the cousins, which we did. And now, we started for 4 years, and now we have them every other year because we have family from one end of the country to the other. And we went to our family reunion this summer. And now we have my mother's sister is still alive. She's the only one of the 4 children. And she just celebrated her 60th wedding anniversary. But we had 60 people get together. And we took pictures of everybody. And then we took pictures of just the first cousins. But guess what? A lot of the first cousins already had children. So we took a picture of all the children. And do you know what they are? They're not first cousins. They are second cousins. And then some of the second cousins had children, and I took pictures of all their children, and guess what they are? They're third cousins. So we had 4 generations, but we always have a t-shirt. We have a t-shirt, and this was from this year's reunion, and on the back we list all of the reunions we've had, and so when we're talking with each other, and we forget, we just look at our t-shirt and said, remember when we were where we were and what we were doing. So that was a lot of fun, and it was a very meaningful way to keep in touch with my family, who was so far away and spread out. But it's nice to see all of you, our church family, back. And I hope you all had a wonderful summer. And next week, we start with our classes again. So thank you.
Chris, I showed off your shirt, so I'm going to let you show off my picture. All right? Let Chris hold this. This is about my summer, which also included a family reunion, but I'm going to tell you about this picture. Can you see the picture? All right? See all that water around there? Well, so this is a place called the New River. It's in West Virginia, southern West Virginia, where I spent part of my summer. And that's the picture. And so some of the water that I brought came from this river. It's called the New River, but geologists say it's one of the oldest rivers on Earth. This is, that is me in the back there, the guy with the funny looking helmet on my head to keep me from getting my head banged on rocks if we happen to flip over. And this is a great nephew of mine. His father is my nephew, so that's a great nephew of mine in the front. He's 8 years old, and I'm considerably older than 8. So here we are going down the New River in our raft. You catch this picture, we're going right through a stretch of white water right there. And that was quite an adventure for the two of us. There were several people in our party, but this picture just happens to catch the two of us, so it looks like we're the only people on the river. We really were not. But here's what I learned from that as my nephew, great-nephew Zeke and I went cruising along. I'm in the back, as you can tell. The person in the back is the one who's kind of like the teacher on these trips, one who has to try to steer the thing and tell the person in the front what to do and how to steer it, and then you go along. But what I found as we went down the river was that Zeke and I were actually learning a great deal from each other. I hope he was learning enough from me to help us steer the boat properly. These little rafts are called duckies. I hope he learned enough for me to steer the ducky properly, except I did manage to get us caught on a rock once in the middle of the rapids, and it took us a little while to get out, but we did. Same time, I was learning from him. He was telling me what he saw and what he was feeling, what he was thinking about as we went down the river. And so we kind of learned from one another. The trip was about 15 miles. And so we kind of learned from one another as we went on that 15-mile trip. And I kind of like to think that's what's happening with you guys in your Sunday school, church school classes this fall. You're going to have your teachers, the person in the back of the boat here, and you're going to be the person in the front here. And as you go along, you're learning from your teacher, and your teacher is going to be learning from you. So as this church school year goes by, I want you to think about this picture and realize that it's not just the teacher doing all the teaching, but two of you will be learning from each other in your classes. We're going to be dedicating our teachers a little later in the service, and I want you to think about that as we do, and think about this picture. I join with Chris in saying it's really wonderful to have all of you back here with us today, and you're now invited to go, and you're staying with us for the whole service today, so you can go back and sit with your parents again. Thanks for being here.